Happy Monday, Bucks fans. Monday Morning Joe. It's the podcast here on JoeBucksFan.com. Monday Morning Joe. I'm Steve Isbitz of JoeBucksFan.com, and it's just me. Episode 2 of this brand new podcast. Really, really appreciate the tremendous support last week to the new podcast. Wow. Many thousands tuning in. And you know what? We weren't even on iTunes or Google Play yet, which we are right now. So you can subscribe on iTunes. You could subscribe on Google Play. That took a little bit of time or really a week to get going just because it requires a real podcast for them to review and upload and all that kind of stuff. So we're there. iTunes, Google Play. You can search Joe Bucks Fan, Monday Morning Joe, whatever you want to search, you'll get it. And we're here. But we would not be here without Lakeland Auto Mall. LakelandAutoMall.com and Discount Garage Doors are two fantastic sponsors and presenters of the podcast. Now, Discount Garage Doors, I got to tell you, same day free service call. Now, I've been reading the ads out there from competitors. They tell you free service call if you get the repair done, free service call with a new door, free lifetime such and such, if. You know what? None of them are like that I've seen are like Discount Garage Doors, where you get a same day free service call. That's just an estimate and a diagnosis, and they're going to treat you right and give you a fair and honest and experienced estimate free. Most competitors charge, and you get it done in the same day. You can call today, use your Joe Bucks Fan code. If you want a discount for any work, just say Joe Bucks Fan, 10% off. And in addition, if you have another estimate, Discount Garage Doors will beat any comparable estimate. 1-800-866-420-DOOR, 1-800-866-420-DOOR, or go to dgdoors.com. I must say their website is very clear, very easy to use. Not everybody is so straightforward, and that's one of the things I love about Discount Garage Doors. They're also open 7 days a week. 7 days a week you can get service. Wide range of doors available, family owned and operated locally since 2000, state licensed. This is a local company that you should feel good about and extending all the way out to the Orlando area where I know we have a lot of listeners out there. Discount Garage Doors, thanks to them for supporting JoeBucksFan.com. And Lakeland Auto Mall, we're going to talk a little bit later about the Roush Mustang that they let me use this weekend to go to the training camp takeover day and just sort of have some fun with. Really appreciate that. Lakeland Auto Mall, wow. Save $25, $50, or even $100 off your current payment during the Lakeland Auto Mall Ford Hyundai Summer Clearance Event. Plus, every new vehicle purchased is backed with their exclusive nationwide lifetime warranty. That's not a joke. Nationwide lifetime warranty, a tremendous, tremendous benefit. If you're somebody who keeps a car, keeps a vehicle, or puts up some high mileage, maybe you plan to buy a car and keep it for your son or daughter because they're 13 or 14 or 12 and you know they're going to drive it one day. Nationwide lifetime warranty. Every purchase also comes with a one-year free maintenance. Shop online at LakelandAutoMall.com or stop by the new showroom on West Memorial Boulevard in Lakeland, I-4, exit 28. Very easy to get to from Tampa, Brandon, anywhere in Central Florida. Lakeland Auto Mall, where they're exceeding customer expectations every day. Also, we're going to mention later, there's a special new offer there for stick carriers. You just have to mention stick carriers. I'm going to get to that, which is pretty darn cool. Now, I'm not going to go right to the stick carriers because what happened Saturday, the training camp takeover day, amazing. And but we're going to get to that a little bit later, some of the different components to it. But all I'll say is this. There's a video online. If you go to Joe Bucks Fan on Twitter, I shared it, and I'm going to share it again. It was a little bit after 7 a.m. on Saturday. Practice starts at 8:45. A little bit after 7 a.m. There were hundreds, had to be in the neighborhood of 400 people, at least 350, lined up, waiting to get in to training camp at 7 a.m. And there were many, many, many hundreds more to come. The gates weren't even open. Justin Pulaski of Bucks Uncensored, Kamish, is his nickname, and many of you know him. He's out there leading cheers at 7 a.m. The team was saying that they could hear them in the early morning meetings, hundreds of yards away, through the glass. They don't meet outdoors, folks. It was really a tremendous show, and none of it surprised me whatsoever. None of it. And I told Justin Pulaski when he and I sat down to really sort of kick around ideas, I don't even remember. We do it a lot. Maybe it was 2-3 months ago, a couple months ago on this one. And we came up with the training camp takeover. And I told him then, and I said it on his podcast, and I know he didn't necessarily believe me, and other people said the same thing, that, well, we'll see, blah, blah, blah. Franchise-changing day is what I called it, and it really was. Really was embraced by the team, embraced by their social media. Anybody involved really felt that there was something different. And you know what? I wasn't going to talk about this, but I am going to talk about it right now. What the hell? The reason it's a franchise-changing day was, one, because of the response. It's hard to galvanize fans for anything outside of a game. It just doesn't happen very often. The Bucks used to do pep rallies in downtown Tampa, things like that. They don't do those. They used to do them in theaters sometimes. They stopped. And it needed a force like what Justin is doing with Bucks Uncensored, like the energy and the promotion that we're able to put behind his podcast and support the unification of fans here on JoeBucksFan.com. And this fan base was just ready. We were ready to become that Seattle, to become that Cleveland. And what was happened on Saturday just doesn't go on anywhere else. J.J. Wilcox, who I talked to, Buck's new safety from the Cowboys, he spent years there where they have a crazy fan base. Never saw anything like it. Other guys, Robert Ayers, who's been around the league, never saw anything like it. Brian Baldinger, who was visiting from NFL Network, he was asked a serious interview question after practice, you know, about football question. He said, well, difference with the Bucks here, I pulled into the parking lot and I thought it was an English Premier League soccer game going on before practice. I didn't understand what was happening. It was that loud and that crazy, and that many fans who were there dedicated to the takeover itself, in addition to the other fans who got to see what was going on. But really, really cool stuff. And all I can say is this. The movement, as it's called, is in its infancy. Tampa Bay was ready for this. Because, you know, Cleveland, where they have the Dog Pound, and Seattle, those are not huge markets, guys. That's not New York or Chicago or something like that. These are comparable markets to Tampa, Cleveland being smaller. Seattle, I'm not sure where they are, but it's right in the neighborhood, if not a tie sort of thing. So we're looking to create an atmosphere in the stadium, and so are the Bucks, that is a game changer. Simple as that. A game-changing atmosphere in the stadium. Because you know what? Watching those other teams celebrate, their fans coming by the 10,000-fold into Raymond James Stadiums, is just disgusting. There's got to be a way to stop it. And Dirk Cutter really expressed that he wanted this last year when he was telling people, you know, no visiting jerseys in the lower bowls. It just got to him. It gets to players, and it shouldn't. They should be able to stay focused. But the reality is that the crowd means something in football. We've all been to games where the crowd means something, and we need it to mean something at Raymond James Stadium, where the Bucks have won four consecutive regular season games. A couple other things. FanRetreat.com, if you haven't been there yet, go. If you go to FanRetreat.com/Miami, if you're going to the Miami game, there's a great event, free event, free food, free beer. You don't even have to register, but you can RSVP, which would be helpful. We already have 70 RSVPs in, and it's a great party before the game. It's free. All the details are there. Ira Kaufman, Irv, the custodian of Canton himself, he'll be out there doing an insider Q&A. Again, free food, free beer. Free chance to bond with Bucks fans. FanRetreat.com. You can book all your travel if you want to travel there. Book your hotel if you want to stay at the hotel where the event is. Use your discount code, JoeBucksFan. You're all set. And last little piece of business, fantasy football. You know, it's in midseason mode here as far as thinking about your lineups with preseason games kicking off. Joe Bucks Fan is having its first fantasy league event. Fantasy league participation situation, whatever you want to call it. We got two leagues going. It's all through our podcast, Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, in conjunction with Hooters. We're going to have two drafts, one in Pinellas County, one in Hillsborough County. Two 36-person drafts. There's going to be prizes. The only way to register right now is to listen to the podcast and get the information. Todd's podcasts run Monday and Friday. All you're going to have to do is email. When you get that info, you email to secure your seat, and then you'll get an invitation to either the Pinellas or the Hillsborough location. So tune in. And Fantasy Football with Joe, prizes, Hooters, Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm going to be at one of the fantasy drafts. I believe the commish, Justin Pulaski, will get some other alleged celebrities out there too. All right, Bucks football. I know you come here for football talk, and I'm always going to try to give you a little bit different edge to what you might read or what you might hear elsewhere, or you may not like it, but something to think about. Now, again, we got this game coming up Friday. preseason game at Cincinnati. Get a lot of fun stuff to watch as far as preseason games go. Hell, I'm just dying to watch Joe Mixon run the ball and see what that looks like, especially against his Bucs defense, which had difficulty against the run last year at various times. A lot of that was because Will Golston was injured. A lot of that was because Robert Ayers was injured and missed his share of time. And maybe they just weren't up to speed. I don't know. Clinton McDonald was injured as well. A lot of injuries on the Bucs D-line last year. But five things to watch. First, I'm going to be looking at, and in no particular order here, Ryan Smith, second-year cornerback. He's the guy who was drafted, and they thought he was a safety. And we like our scouting department, right? We like Dirk Cutter on top of that. We like Mike Smith. They thought he was a safety. This year, he's back at cornerback. This spring, he went back there full-time after sort of just working in practice there last year, toward the end of the year. Ryan Smith has not had a great training camp. He's not looked like a standout guy, like the number three cornerback that they want on this team, from what I can see. So I'm looking at him at corner because he's going to play a lot in preseason. Preseason is going to be big for him. Brent Grimes, how much are you really going to play that guy in preseason? Not much. No reason for it. Just plain stupid, really, to do that. So I'm looking at Ryan Smith, watching him at cornerback. Also, Dirk Cutter, and it made me want to puke. Dirk Cutter said Ryan Smith was probably the number one return guy. But we'll see, he said. We'll see. He's probably the number one kick return guy. Look, Ryan Smith was ranked 31st last year out of 33 NFL kick returners with 10 or more kicks returned. That's terrible. He was 31st out of 33. You're supposed to upgrade. And Smith didn't look pretty. It was that those weren't wasn't a bad luck kind of situation. He didn't look good at it. And I don't like it, but he's probably going to return kicks. I'm looking to see what he does there and also who else they might have returning them and what they look like. So that would be number one, Ryan Smith. Number two in the preseason games, depth. The Buccaneers' depth this year, it feels more impressive than I can remember, except at receiver, where the talent is strong, 1 through 4, but nobody's emerging at number 5 receiver. Nobody. And sometimes guys emerge in preseason. Adam Humphries was an emergent preseason kind of guy. Sure, I mean, he practiced well, but they knew he was legit when he got into those preseason games. Maybe the Bucs have a guy there. Maybe. I don't know. It doesn't look good. There's been no underwear football superstars stand out as a receiver at number 5. Do you need a number 5 receiver? Yeah, you do. The Bucs have proven that the last 2 years. It is important. Some teams carry 6 receivers. Some teams even carry 7 receivers. I'm not suggesting the Bucs do that, but it is important to have that depth. But forget about the negative. Across the team, the depth on defensive line is really extraordinary. Really extraordinary. It's also very strong on the offensive line. Depth in the trenches. It's there for the Bucs. It really is. Right now, with everybody healthy, it's real depth. Guys with experience. Guys with experience, and that's a very important component to true depth. You look at cornerback, Ryan Smith, okay, question mark, but you still have Josh Robinson out there who's got a lot of experience, Robert McClain, Bobby Mack, as Dirk Cutter calls him. He's got a lot of experience, and he's had a very good training camp, a guy who, hard to believe watching Bobby Mack, the guy who was in the Super Bowl starting for the Carolina Panthers 2 seasons ago, a guy who's played on strong Falcons teams. I think he's 28, 29. He was on the street all spring long until the Bucs picked him up. So that's a guy I want to see. But it looks like the depth is there. You know, even Javion Elliott, they like him at nickel. McClain might play over Elliott, but they like Elliott at nickel as a second-year guy. But you know what? Hey, Jude Ajay-Barima, if he hangs around, he's got experience at outside corner. He's got experience playing nickel. He's also got experience getting suspended for a PED, but he still has some game experience, which is nice for corners. They don't have to walk in if you really end up going deep, you know, crap in their pants. So that's a really good deal. Really good deal. I like the depth. I want to see the depth. And that takes me to running back. Running back. Dirk Cutter, I asked him the other day, I said, Dirk, you know, you said you couldn't really assess running backs until they put pads on. So what do you think? what's going on? And he pretty much said, well, I need to see them in the games. You know, we're not tackling. We're doing thud tackling, which isn't real tackling. And you got to see guys break tackles, and you got to really sort of see how they handle live action at running back. In many ways, the Bucs are, I'm not saying they're running a soft camp, but the running backs' realities will start to appear tonight. Peyton Barber appears to be running very strong. His pass blocking even looks a little bit better. Jeremy McNichols, the rookie, strong guy, man. Strong guy. He's got some quicks to him. You just don't know, though, until it's real. You just don't know. Charles Sims looks a little faster than usual. Haven't seen any change in his running style up the gut in training camp, and I don't think they're ever going to trust him in that role again. But the running backs, there's a lot to see on Friday night, including how they use Doug Martin and how he looks. And I don't know what the situation is with Martin. I still can't get a straight answer on if he gets hurt in the preseason, what would the Bucs owe him? And yeah, they still owe him his contract officially is $7 million in change. With the three-game suspension that's still looming, that's about $5.7 million they owe him. I don't know if they're going to be careful with him in preseason or not. I don't know. Some of that could come down to money, which, you know, I don't think they're going to workhorse him in the second half of games to keep other guys safe. But I don't know the situation on if Martin gets hurt, what that would look like financially for the Bucs. So we'll see. So we got Ryan Smith looking at the depth, running backs, and these kind of blur the lines a little bit. But fourth, I would go with Noah Spence. He's going to get a lot of playing time in the preseason. Now, he might not start the game against the Bengals. I think you're going to see Robert Ayers at right defensive end and Will Golston at left defensive end. And I don't think Spence is going to start, which is no big surprise. But he really needs to beat out guys like Ayers and Golston if he wants to be a full-time player, which he does. No player wants to be a part-time pass-rushing specialist, except maybe Dwight Freeney at this point in his career. But Spence needs to look good, and he's going to get a lot of time. They're not going to work Ayers a ton in the preseason, and I'm looking to see if Spence can show if he is a factor against the run. Because think about it. Against the Dolphins, who now have Jay Cutler at quarterback, and the Bears with Mike Glennon at quarterback and Justin Howard in the backfield, and the Vikings with Sam Bradford at quarterback, with Dalvin Cook and Latavius Murray in the backfield, those are three teams that are going to run the ball primarily. They're going to win running the football if they're going to beat you. And those might be three games out of the gate. That's weeks 1, 2, and 3 for the Bucs, where Noah Spence gets a very small percentage of reps, where he is just a pass rushing specialist. And Noah Spence, the point is, he's a part-time player until he shows that he doesn't have to be. And when I say part-time, I mean less than 50% of the snaps. And maybe he gets more, you know, in the 70-80% range if he can be a full-timer like a Robert Ayers. But a lot of good looks here for Spence in the preseason coming, starting Friday. And I'm curious to see him against the run, because that might tell us if he's going to get that kind of against the run time against the Dolphins, Bears, and Vikings, three teams that like to run the ball. And lastly, the quarterback battle for backup quarterback. You've read stuff in various media saying that, you know, Ryan Griffin's looked good in camp, and maybe there's more of a battle brewing there between Ryan Fitzpatrick and Griffin, and what are they going to do? And I don't really care what, unless Fitzpatrick looks like he did with the Jets. Now, granted, he played for the Jets last year, but unless he becomes that pick machine that he's looked at times in his career, including last year with the Jets, which is hard to do in the preseason, conceivably, I don't think there's any doubt that he's your backup quarterback. The Bucs want that guy with experience. Ira Kaufman has said this many times. First, that's why they signed Fitzpatrick. And second, if you're a team that believes that you are a Super Bowl contender and the Bucs are taking that mentality, then you've got to have a backup quarterback that can fill a hole and isn't going to wet himself necessarily if he has to get in for 2 or 3 games. Now, you never know until a guy steps in there, and Ryan Griffin might be just fine. But Fitzpatrick has been there, and that experience is very, very, very valuable if you have to jump in for a game or two. It's not going to make Fitzpatrick a playoff caliber quarterback, but if he doesn't play until Green Bay on December 5th or whatever it is, in Green Bay, that's his first game because Jameis turned an ankle in the last game and they don't want to risk it. And the Bucs are sitting at an 8-4 record. I'm throwing out hypotheticals here without the schedule in front of me. I mean, Fitzpatrick is a guy that is not going to, shouldn't be intimidated by that situation whatsoever. And that's really valuable when it comes back to having a backup quarterback. Kicker will be fun to watch against Cincinnati if Roberto Aguayo gets a legitimate pressure situation, or you know, just any real situation for Aguayo, anytime that he can show that he's not haunted by his mental demons of last year, it's still must see TV. No matter how well he's kicked in practice, it's still must see TV. So I'll be watching it in the second half for sure for that. All right, where did I want to go? I wanted to go two places. One, Friday night, Stick Carriers, Sports Legends Bar and Grill in Clearwater. That's the next watch party event for the Stick Carriers fan group, but there is no membership. There is no sign-ups. Sports Legends, corner of Drew Street and US 19. It's going to be a watch party against the Bengals for the Bengals game Friday night. Definitely, if you want to have some fun and really be embraced and really be in a fun atmosphere, that's where you want to go. Or just have a good time. Come early, stay late. Sports Legends Bar and Grill, US 19 in Clearwater and Drew Street. It's a big place. I'm sure it's going to fill up once we get close to a kickoff. And I mentioned I got a Roush Mustang to use over the weekend from our friends at Lakeland Auto Mall, lakelandautomall.com. And wow, 670 horsepower, 540 pounds of torque. Yeah, there, you heard it right there. 545 pounds there. I don't know if I was getting it revved up to all the way there. But you know what? They have the Stage 3 Roush Mustangs in stock, 10 of them with various configurations, one supercharged as low as $53,500. So much fun to drive. I can't even count how many people told me that, hey, sweet ride, man. Hey, is that the 2017? Whoa. And can I take a picture of your car? And just really cool stuff. If you want that sports car experience, this is just too much fun. I don't even know what else to say. Too much fun. Check out the Roush Mustang at Lakeland Auto Mall. They also have a supercharged F-150, 600 horsepower. Those are pretty sweet. I was going to take those for the weekend, one of those for the weekend, but I kind of knew better. I will admit this. I did get a ticket in the Roush Mustang, 7:47 a.m. in Clearwater on US 19. I'm not going to tell the whole story. And of course, I'm really annoyed by what happened, but my own fault. Let's put it that way. I'll pay the price. You know, we got to keep the roads safe, but it's so amazing having that kind of power. Stage 3 Roush Mustang. It was great to park it at One Buck Place, let a lot of the Stick Carriers see it. And the policeman who pulled me over, actually himself, he said, man, this is nice. Is this the 2017? That's the kind of reaction you get at the Roush, from the Roush Mustang. It was a fun experience, and I hope I get to do that again soon. Hard Knocks tomorrow night. Hard freaking Knocks. We've all been waiting for this for a while. The buildup has been great, and here it is. What to expect? Expect nothing that you actually expect. That would be my warning. The only thing you're going to see Jameis, because they followed him around. He's the face of the franchise. You know they're going to set that up. You know you're going to see John Gruden, because he was here this past week, patrolling practice, doing his thing, addressing the team behind the scenes. It was interesting. A lot of the players said he did that as if he were the head coach. Dirk Cutter even said it was as if Gruden was the head coach. Very interesting. I'm sure that'll be there. We saw a little clip online. I shared it at JoeBucksFan.com. Chucky was talking up Brent Grimes, telling him he's one of his favorite players, and Chucky's talking him up to Mike Smith and Jason Light, and he shoves Grimes in the chest and sort of gives his old I love you, man kind of speech. But beyond that, I don't know what players are going to touch on. We just don't know. We don't know what we're going to see behind the scenes from Jason Light, from the organization. One thing that I'm very curious to see, very curious, Team Glazer. Does Team Glazer show up in Hard Knocks, or have they issued an order that no ownership cuts will go there? I looked around a lot for that. The Glazers were at practice several days. Most days they're there. Never really saw Hard Knocks cameras on the Glazers, but that doesn't necessarily mean anything. It could mean something, but I'll be interested to see if the Glazers show up anywhere during the series. But just sit back and enjoy it. Learn a little bit more about your team. Bond with your team. I'm excited because it's going to make more serious fans, more hardcore fans. The more you can learn about your team, the more you're going to connect with it. That's one reason why people like JoeBucksFan.com. They like knowing, they like living the Bucks life 24/7 like we do, connecting with the team on different levels, learning and is connecting. Education is connecting, but this should just be huge fun, and we're going to have so much coverage of it on Joe Bucks Fan. But don't expect anything for certain, because things change all the time, and you just don't know where what Hard Knocks producers are going to like, what they're going to do, what their perspective is. 350 hours of footage allegedly is shot for every one-hour episode, which is what we will see tomorrow night, 10 o'clock, HBO. Can't wait. Today is a special day. It's a special day not because we're one day closer to real football, and it's not a special day because I drove a Mustang Roush over the weekend, or that Discount Garage Doors, you now can all use them, you know them, and they're the best darn garage door sales and service company in the area. It's a special day because it's the nine-year anniversary today, 9 years of JoeBucksFan.com. 9 years. I got to say this. Lee DeKemper and I started this JoeBucksFan.com back in 2008, obviously, you can do the math. And we had a plan. We had a very firm plan as to how to approach it. And we had pure motives when it came to why we were doing this. We did it, JoeBucksFan.com, because we thought coverage of the Buccaneers back in 2008 was incredibly stale, incredibly boring. The coverage that was going on at the time by the mainstream outlets, it essentially was the same that it was 20 years prior. It was the same in 08 as it was in 88. Same style, same tone, same unwritten rules, same sort of stuff. And this is even after the internet had been around for 10 years, really, in a good way. So we saw the way the direction of the media was going. And Lee and I, who had careers in media, you know, Lee, it's all he's ever done is work in sports media. I shouldn't say that not all he's ever done, but he's worked in it consistently through high school or since high school. We just felt this could be more exciting for Bucks fans. We could bring a level of excitement and interest, and we could make a few bucks along the way. And we set out to do that. Now, I had a full-time job when JoeBucksFan.com started. So did Lee DeKemper. Lee was working for the state of Florida. He was also working part-time for the Tampa Tribune. And he was doing this on top of that. So we started this just pure passion. We knew we weren't going to make any money right away or anything like that. It was just because we loved the team. I said before, in 2007, I walked out of my job on a Sunday. I was working Sundays to go to the Bucks playoff game as 2008 started, January 08. I knew I wasn't going to get fired, but I knew it wasn't going to go over well, and whatever. Lee, again, was a season ticket holder. So we got this thing together, and it exploded. It exploded because, just like the stick carriers, it exploded because there was a desire and a hunger for Bucks fans to be more passionate about their team and get information from reporters who really were just as passionate as they were. Now, we give a lot of opinion. JoeBucksFan.com is very much an opinion-driven website, but we do deliver the daily news, and really, you're not going to miss anything, in my opinion, if you only visited JoeBucksFan.com, which many of you do. But 9 years in, things have changed a lot. The whole thing has gotten way bigger than we thought, and it took time. It took a lot of grinding. Never a day off here at JoeBucksFan.com, and maybe that's stupid, but we're proud of it. We're proud of it to bring that energy to every single day. Because at JoeBucksFan.com world headquarters, every day is a huge day in the world of the Bucks. It's just how we treat it. And really, the day we don't treat it that way, you know, maybe that's the day we hang it up. I'm not saying we're close to hanging it up, but that's the day we have to maybe reassess. And we've brought in people who have that same passion. And I hope you appreciate that. Rock Riley, who does our videos Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, he's not just a multimedia guy who's been around this market forever and who's, you know, here for just a job. He Rock's a big Bucks fan, loves the Bucks. It's not a joke. Even though he's got his radio show on 1040 AM and he does TV stuff and other stuff, and everybody knows Rock Riley. This is a passion of his. Ira Kaufman, guy loves football, has been covering football since the late 70s. Passionate about the Bucks. Ira's got the best sources in the business. He may not tap them the way we'd like him to all the time and reveal all kinds of dirt, but Ira's got a pipeline to the Glazers. He's got a pipeline to everybody. And he's very passionate about this team. And getting those guys, those ex-Bucks, into the Hall of Fame is just part of that. And Justin Pawlowski, the commish, who's also joined us in the past year. I have known Justin for a long time. But his Bucks fan enthusiasm, his passion, what you hear on Bucks Uncensored every Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday on JoeBucksFan.com, that's real. There is no phoniness in it. And there's no phoniness in my voice either. I mean, I'm a Bucks fan, period, period. And thankfully, JoeBucksFan.com in 9 years has really changed, really, for in a lot of cities as well. I, you know, talked to a lot of people in the industry and around the league, changed the way the teams are covered in many ways. No one's doing what we do with the uniqueness of it. Some have tried, but it's opened a lot of eyes, and it's been a game changer in the world of sports media. Especially here in town. I'm not going to start rehashing some of the nonsense that goes on from other local media here, but 9 years, we're very happy that it's grown like this. It continues to grow. Our website traffic is up about 30% over last year, and last year was no slouch. At this point, year over year, so that's pretty darn impressive, and we're glad to be here for our sponsors as well as all the fans, and we're not going away anytime soon. So 9 years, thanks a lot. And I might have a little bit more to say on that. I've got a couple of good stories I could tell next week. A lot's happened in those 9 years behind the scenes. And I should drop some of those in next week. I'm going to write some down and I'll promise those out. On the football side, training camp. Yeah, we talked about some of the things to look for Friday in that preseason game. But on the football side, the training camp situation, I think it's been a solid camp for the Bucks. Great injuries, no injuries is always fantastic. And a little Josh Huff's elbow getting banged up, I don't consider a serious injury. But I believe that depth and the talent in the trenches will really make this team better. It's that old crazy cliche, it's all one in the trenches. And most of the time it is. And the depth that the Bucks have is forcing greater competition in those trenches. And I think that's going to pay off. I really do. Even with the limited reps that the guys have nowadays in pads, I believe that is going to pay off. And Vernon Hargraves, I believe, is a big bonus so far as we're, 9 days into training camp. He seems to be taking that next step, that critical year one to year two step. And frankly, he should. A top 15 draft pick, number 12 overall, I believe. That guy has got to be a borderline Pro Bowler, and it appears he's getting there. It also looks like the veterans, the old guys, don't appear to show any rust. Now, the season takes its toll on those guys, but Robert Ayers, Brent Grimes, older veterans, they look razor sharp and gives you hope that maybe this year is the year that they do not make that veteran decline and start to have their games fall off, which would be so critical for the Bucks. But otherwise, Jameis looks like he's progressing. Not necessarily enough as I would like to see with some of the decision-making in practice. Really bad lollipop interception the other day. I don't know what he was even thinking. Dirk Cutter laid into him on a deep ball. But I don't think Jameis is that sharp with what we're looking for from him. He's Jameis. He's very good. He looks better than he did last year. But is he progressing mentally? I don't know. We might find out as we get closer. I'm going to say we're not going to find out until we get to the regular season. He's played enough games already, and we need to see it live and real. But his leadership is off the charts. He's an excellent player, and the chemistry is there with DeSean Jackson, which could have taken 6 months, 9 months, a whole season to build. It appears to be there right now. All right, Bucks fans. Appreciate you tuning in to Monday Morning Joe. And one last thing I wanted to tell you, special deal. If you're a stick carrier, if you're not a stick carrier, if you think of yourself as a stick carrier, whatever, you just got to know the phrase stick carrier. And at Lakeland Auto Mall, go to their website, get your best price on a Ford, your best internet price, and they only publish the best internet price. And then take that, contact Sean Sullivan, tell him you're a stick carrier. Contact sales manager Sean Sullivan, tell him you're a stick carrier, and you're going to get $500 off. So that you've already got the best internet price. Now you just reach out, let him know you're a stick carrier, and let Sean know, and you're going to get $500 off that price. Great opportunity. I'm going to throw that out on social media as well. Do it. Get it done. All right. Next week, we're going to have a game to talk about, which is so darn exciting. Subscribe on iTunes, listen on iTunes, Google Play. Don't forget to get into our fantasy draft. That's going to be a lot of fun. Fantasy football with Joe Bucks fan. Come on. How could that not be fun with Hooters and Todd Wright? Awesome stuff. Keep supporting the Bucks. Keep supporting the website. And we'll see you next week.